T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with Mr. Reliable, as everybody's calling him, the one and only Kyle Williams. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys this morning?
Kyle, great game yesterday. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's always good to win. Good feeling on Monday morning.
Sure is. They say your pregame speech to the team was epic before the game. What did you say?
Nothing out of the ordinary. You know, just talked about opportunities and not letting opportunities pass you by, and knowing that the game was gonna come down to a handful of plays, and we're gonna have to play all game long, and just putting ourselves in that kind of mind frame, and lo and behold, it comes down to the very last play of the game.
Is it as stressful for you as it is for us as Bills fans when we're watching, and it's just like you're just hoping the outcome is the way you want it to happen?
Well, honestly, we're trying to go out there and take care of our job and do your job the best way you can, so we can win. So if you get caught up thinking about the what ifs, the this and the that, you're probably not going to be able to perform your job well. So, really trying to focus on, on the moment and doing your job and winning your individual battles. And those are the things that most of it, we're trying to focus on.
You were leading by example, and you were credited with a lot of tackles. Did you have a favorite one, that felt really good yesterday?
Well, I think the TFL in the second half that kind of took them out of field goal range was probably a good one to have. But, I think they're all good when it's in a winning effort.
When you see things going wonky on the sidelines or you see someone losing focus, are you the guy to step up and talk with that player, or is there someone on the team that's kind of in charge of getting a person focused back into the game? Who does that?
Well, I think it's collective. It's all the guys. I mean, I don't have the lease on everything in that locker room. We have a lot of guys that are good pros. I mean, they work hard, they play hard, they do the right things, and we all have to be accountable to one another. So when things are getting out of whack or things are getting out of line, there's lots of guys that step up and challenge guys and call guys out. So it's not just me. We have a locker room full of really good guys.
So we're sitting at 5-5. Playoff hopes still alive. What about this game on Sunday against Jacksonville?
Just now starting to watch them and get on them. So, Thanksgiving week back home in Buffalo at Jacksonville coming up. It's a big game. It's an AFC game, and we'll approach it the same way we approached the one last week. It's gonna take every one of us. It's gonna come down to a handful of plays like they do every week in the NFL, and our preparation will be the key this week.
Kyle, because you're a veteran NFL player, I feel like we've got something in common, because I, too, will be working out and competing, but this will be on Thanksgiving, running the turkey trot, at least trying to finish. What's your advice for all the turkey trot, the 10,000-plus runners in the turkey trot on Thursday? We're going to be running in some rainy conditions. What do you say to them?
Well, I've never I've never had to run that far, and if I have to run that far, you guys should run with me, because I'm running from something. I would equate it, just kind of like for us in a football game, just worry about the next step, and then after that step, worry about the next one, and just kind of worry about it, all the way through, and then you'll the finish line will show up.
Good.
Can you give us some blocking tips when trying to make your way to the Thanksgiving table, and let's say someone's in the way?
Good question.
Or your uncle gets in there first?
I would say that a good low center of gravity will always win.
All right, man, I'm in. Now, I got that.
All right, so Kyle, so low center of gravity, because this is what you do. So when you're going to get low, is your butt sticking out? Is that what, or kind of make like a big, really square yourself up so nobody can, move you?
I guess everybody's different, I would say, kind of your midpoint of your body, your weight, you need to get it lower than theirs, wherever that mm-hmm. may be.
Mm-hmm.
Some people it's a big belly, some people it's a big rear end. It just depends.
What Southern treat will be on your Thanksgiving Day table that we may not know about?
I would imagine all of them. We typically have a big group of guys come over you know, guys that are single, even some that's just them and their wife. We, you know, we try to make sure everybody's got a place to go. And I'll actually have some family in this this Thanksgiving, so I'm sure that we will have a smorgasbord of Southern treats for Thanksgiving.
Now, are you doing a normal turkey and deep frying a turkey?
Yeah, we'll roast a, we'll bake a turkey. We'll have a ham. I'll fry a turkey or two. Like I said, we typically have a house full of guys, so we've got to get our cook on.
Yeah, you do. And don't you just feel like you could start just frying up anything in that fryer because it's just there? Why not?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can literally throw anything in there; and it's going to come out good. So you know, we have gotten carried away at times, you know, done some experiments,
sure.
But you know, I think
we all have.
I think we'll stick to turkeys because, you know, we got to feed a bunch of guys.
Safety first, Kyle. Safety first.
I love that. And you're, right. Yeah. You're always generous. What do you want to say to the 12th man as we get ready for that game on Sunday?
Hey, you know, it's always important for us. You know, they always show up. They always do their thing, and you know, you can't put into words how much, you know, they help us. Not just from morale, but you know, especially us defensively, what they can do to affect the offense and make us successful. So, you know, they always show up for us and they always show out, and I'm looking forward to this weekend.
You played out of your mind on Sunday, and we are so proud of you. You are the official KISS 98.5 player of the game. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.